At this time, we welcome in Ryan Walschmidt, who is Fond du Lac County Sheriff. Hoping he's still there. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I had a little phone issue this morning, so it was like, let's see who's behind that door, and hopefully there is somebody.
So far, so good this morning on my phone anyway.
All right. Good deal. Coming up at the Fond du Lac County Board of Supervisors meeting on tomorrow night, a couple of different items that we wanted to get your take on. And one is that the sheriff's office is going to be asked to what? Take over dispatch?
Correct. That's the communication center has been run by a civilian under its own independent department head, civilian run. And over the last year, the county has had three different department heads leading dispatch. After one resigned about a year ago, and then another took the job offer, and then right before starting, that person backed out. And then the last director was hired less than a year ago, and she was there about a year before leaving for a private sector job. So two of the last three left for private sector jobs, and the one that accepted the job and then withdrew is in public safety but chose to keep his current career. So with, the dispatch center is a critical component to public safety. Our communication center dispatches for every law enforcement, fire, and EMS entity in the county except for the state patrol. And so it's a critical component, needs stability, needs leadership and relationships with all of those public safety entities. And so the county board, after kind of dealing with this for a year now and the turnover at the top and the lack of stability at the top in that leadership position, they approached me with the county exec and asked if we would be willing to consider taking the dispatch center over. And we have the staff in place. We've got some great administrators that have some experience with dispatch and with the record system and the software systems that run the dispatch center and all of the record systems countywide. And so they stepped up to the challenge. And right now, Lieutenant Eric Hallbach is interim director of dispatch. And then Lieutenant Brennan Wagner, who runs the county's software system that runs the dispatch software and the software that's in all of the squad cars and fire trucks and ambulances on their mobile computers. He's assisting in an interim deputy director position. But the county board tomorrow night will be voting to solidify that and transfer dispatch to under the sheriff's office umbrella. It's also important to note there's it's a CSAR committee. It's a communication service board or committee that oversees it's an advisory board to the communication center, and it comprises law enforcement, fire, and EMS entities who all come to the table for multiple meetings a year to discuss dispatch policy, dispatch procedure, equipment needs, county radio infrastructure, all of those dispatch-related things. And a couple weeks ago, that committee voted unanimously to recommend to the county board to transfer leadership of the dispatch center under the sheriff's office. So, again, that was all public safety entities have a seat at the table there and are represented. And so humbling that public safety, entrusts the dispatch center with us, and we look forward to that transfer to us and continuing to work to, provide that 911 communication, both for the citizens calling for help, as well as for the law enforcement, fire, and EMS, who depend on the dispatch center for all of the radio communications and information needs as we respond to calls for service.
All right. And emergency management will be a different entity entirely then?
Correct. There will be a separate emergency management director that the county board is considering as well tomorrow night, and that will remain its own standalone department head.
All right. And also before the county board tomorrow is funding for, to begin with, three more deputies?
Correct. Three more patrol deputies is what the county board is considering under a resolution tomorrow night. I started, it'll be 26 years ago in June, and 26 years ago, our minimum staffing for patrol was four deputies for all of Fond du Lac County. Now, fast forward 26 years to today, and we are still with our staff structure, which has only grown by two deputies for patrol in nearly 30 years, because it was that shift minimum was actually about 30 years ago that was set. So fast forward about 30 years, and today we're still running with a minimum of staffing of four because our patrol staffing just has not grown, and my opinion has not kept up with the times. And that's simply because the county board hasn't authorized additional positions in all these years. We've grown by two patrol deputies in almost 30 years. So we're basically dealing with, 2024 era societal issues and criminal issues with 1994 era staff structure. And that just does not work. It's a whole different county. The county's grown considerably, especially in our rural areas that the sheriff's office is the primary responding agency for. And when you compare us to other counties of similar size, we are extremely understaffed. And, and some of these other counties, too, don't have an interstate running up the middle of it from, South County line to North County line and aren't geographically located in a population center like we are, where we're, the midpoint between Milwaukee and Green Bay and kind of the south end of the Fox Valley. So it is a extremely busy county. If you follow us on Facebook, you see all of the great work the deputies are doing. But a lot of that great work comes with great danger, with the quantities and varieties of drugs we're seizing, with the numbers of firearms that we're seizing on traffic stops, the numbers of violent crime and shootings that the city of Fond du Lac in particular is experiencing, and even out in our more rural communities, when you're talking the west side of the county and in the Ripon area, when they need help, they are calling the sheriff's office because the sheriff's statutorily obligated to assist agencies within the county when they need assistance. And so when Ripon needs help, or Waupun or Campbellsport or the city of Fond du Lac, when there are big calls for service or major calls for service, they're calling on the sheriff's office, and we're sending deputies to go mitigate those things in those communities as well, helping those police departments. So I'm thankful the county board has listened and evaluated all of the data we provided them with call statistics and crime statistics, and just like I said, showing how things have changed over 25 or 30 years since this really got addressed last. And thankfully, the county board is seeing that and hearing from its constituents saying, we've got to address this. We've got to give these deputies that are out there literally risking their lives and putting their lives on the line to work to keep Fond du Lac County safe. We're doing our part. Those deputies are doing their part. And thankfully, the county board has seen and evaluated and has chosen to move forward with a plan to expand the patrol workforce so that we can bump those shift minimums up a few deputies and continue to provide service across the county.
How many square miles of patrolling are you talking about here?
Yeah, Fond du Lac County is 724 square miles, and the communities that have full-time law enforcement, meaning 24/7 coverage, is the city of Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac, Waupun, and Ripon. And then aside from that, the small municipalities like Oakfield and Campbellsport, and there's a couple other smaller municipalities that have coverage, but it's limited. They're not 24/7 agencies, and pretty small departments that if there's any call of significance, it's too much for them to handle with just a handful of officers or part-time officers. So it's a lot to cover, like I said, it's a busy county. There's a lot going on, and it's not just the interstate, but we have a lot of other major highways. You've got Highway 23 east and west from county line to county line, from Green Lake all the way to Sheboygan, and of course Highway 23 east of Fond du Lac now is also a four-lane divided highway as of just a couple years ago. So, and then you got 151 south of Fond du Lac, four-lane divided. And so there are some major, major corridors and a lot of traffic. And with that traffic, it's not just local people, you know, that are out there. We've got a lot of transient traffic through our communities as well. And, you know, with that comes, again, a lot of the guns and drugs that we're finding and seizing on traffic stops on a lot of that transient traffic moving from point A to point B through Wisconsin, and they're coming through Fond du Lac County.
Is there funding available for the additional deputies?
Yeah, the county board is, the finance committee has met and is allocating funding for that under our existing tax structure, so the taxes aren't going up. It's just a matter of prioritizing what you're spending the existing tax revenue on. And of course, the state of Wisconsin, last year when they passed the budget, they increased revenue sharing from the state budgets to the municipalities, including counties. And a portion of those new funds that just came into Fond du Lac County this year, a portion of those funds are earmarked specifically for public safety, because I think, you know, even our state legislature is identifying this as kind of a statewide trend and statewide problems. And they know that, you know, the crime doesn't follow jurisdictional boundaries. And we all see the news. It's not just in Fond du Lac County that there seems to be an increase in crime and criminal activity. It's kind of a statewide or even nationwide trend. And so they had the foresight to invest further in public safety, and the county board is going to utilize those funds along with a combination of some other funding sources to increase that patrol staffing because, well, ultimately, and I know I'm biased, but ultimately, you know, in my opinion, public safety, you need to have safe communities in order to grow communities and have people that want to move here, work here, set up businesses here, you know, go to school here, those kinds of things. And every place is struggling right now to hire employees and, you know, and find people to work. And so we need Fond du Lac County to be known as a place where people want to continue to move and grow and work. This is all part of it. Public safety is a priority for many here in this county. And I'm certainly thankful for that. And the county board recognizes that as well.
Sheriff Waldschmidt, thank you very much for your time.
All right. Well, happy Monday. Thank you. And we'll talk soon. In the meantime, everybody stay safe.
That is Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt joining us this morning on The Morning Wake.